Carmen Sandiego.
Oh, tell me
where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Tell me
where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Where could she be?
Where in the world?
Coming up on Season 3, Episode 2 of the Emulate This podcast, if you liked our Oregon Trail episode from Season 2, Episode 6, you're going to like this show. We kind of did the same thing. This time, we played Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego. We each took journals of our cases, and we're going to present them for you on the show. For more from the Emulate This podcast, go to our website, emulatethis.net. Go to our Facebook account, Emulate This, or our Twitter, at Emulate This. All right, let's start the show.
You know what they say, all toasters toast toast.
Episode 2 of the Emulate This podcast. Gentlemen, how you doing? Rory, you look pretty good in that shirt. You're showing some chest hair. Some David Hasselhoff chest hair there.
The man main going around.
Yeah.
There's so many drunk people in this room. What the fuck? I love it. Screwdrivers. What are you guys drinking? Screwdrivers?
That was a drunk beginning.
So...
Holy
That's
fuck.
Great.
What
That's
is happening
great.
Right now?
If it was going to happen for any episode, this one might be the one.
All right, let me clarify. Rory.
Here we go.
You have David Hasselhoff chest hair.
He's got the man mane showing. That's look, right. He's got the buttons like halfway down. It is hot in here. And, oh, Jesus Christ. And Mike has the giggles. This show's fucked.
My God. What did you guys do outside?
Oh, my God.
Eric, how you doing?
I'm fantastic.
Look at Eric. He has...
Rub some pepper on that boy.
Eric has a Ninja Turtle tight shirt on. But it's not Ninja Turtles. It's
describe it. Shut the fuck up,
yeah,
Mike. We're doing a show here.
Shirt?
Holy shit.
Wait, you said David.
Dude, the way I said David, I keep saying David. David Hasselhoff. David Snuffleupagus. That shirt, by the way, Eric. Yes. Yeah, let's go back to your shirt.
It's all of the actual artists from the Ninja Turtles games.
Yeah. Dude, at the top right. Is that Michelangelo?
Leonardo. This is Leonardo, Michelangelo. Raphael and
we know it's weird.
Donatello.
Michelangelo kind of looks relevant.
You think he looks like a Ninja Turtle?
Well, he looks the most. No, he doesn't look like a turtle, but he looks
like
the most relevant.
He looks more modern.
Yeah,
more modern than the other ones.
The one down the bottom is that Raphael? Is she
red,
a woman?
The red one's Raphael. No,
that looks like a woman.
That's a man.
Good times.
It really looks
man.
Like a woman. And the weird thing is, who's the blue one?
Leonardo.
Leonardo.
Jesus,
he looks old as shit.
He is old as shit.
And what's the other one? I can't see it. You're sitting
down. You don't remember the fourth Ninja Turtle?
Donatello.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I think Donatello might look the most relevant.
I don't know what any of them really look like.
Yeah.
So I don't know if these
you're
are
just going off an artist.
Yeah, I'm taking his word for it that's what the actual artists look like. So anyway, to describe the shirt further, since this is getting weird, is
shirt.
That they have the artists
for our listeners.
Have the bandana over their eyes or whatever you would call that in the color that it is.
That
over
great.
The artist's
it's a mask. It's a mask.
It's a mask.
Looks great. Mike has the Atari shirt on, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have Emulate This shirt on.
There you go.
Emulate This
wearing
exclusive.
Wearing the band shirt.
I have only four of these shirts exist.
I also have Philips headphones on.
There you go. And Rory is David Hasselhoff. Whacked it off.
Shut up, boy.
Boy. Come here, boy.
Shut up, boy.
Rory. Shut up, boy.
Do both of those earphones work?
Yeah, they are now.
No.
Really? They are now.
They are now. If he holds his head a certain way, he can get sound out of both earphones.
One butt cheek on the tinfoil.
That's right. That's right. Man, do we have a show for the listeners or what?
Do we ever?
We are
do. You know what? If you got pot, start smoking in hell.
It's going to get a little Oregon Trail.
If you like being a sleuth,
or a PI or a detective.
Gumshoe.
You know, gumshoe, you can do that.
Have at it, gumshoes.
You're going to like what we're going to do. We're going to do Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego for DOS?
Fucking A.
Which is synonymous.
We're taking it back to 1992.
Which is synonymous with excitement.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I had fun with it.
Did you?
I did. I played for, I don't know, 4 hours probably. I got
No, you did not.
I must have gone through 15 cases.
15 cases of beer?
10 or 15 cases of beer, yeah.
I got to be honest.
I got into it.
You know, I'm saying this because... Because
you love me. Because you're worried about me?
You're a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned now. I got to be honest.
Did I have that much free time that I would play this for four hours?
It's not a bad game.
No.
It works.
Oh, yeah.
Well, in the right context.
Yeah.
But 4 hours?
Yeah, well, there were things I kept wanting to see. Like, I kept... There were all these cities.
There were all these cities on the map,
and then you have to use the clues.
Like
shut the fuck up.
Star.
You need to use Ryan. The fucking clues to get to the fucking city, and there were so few cities.
All right, we're going to get to this.
All right, we'll get to this.
Okay. We can't spoil
But I wanted to see all the cities. You
I
know
wanted
what I mean?
To see more static images of badly
translated
photos.
Before we move on, 4 hours in one sitting?
No, it was more like three in one.
Okay. You know what?
Is it okay? Am I all right?
You're my friend.
You don't think I need to see someone?
No, you're my friend.
I'm your friend. I spread it out.
Yeah.
I spread it out.
That's
you know?
Funny, too.
Yeah.
Right.
I spread it out.
It got too intense.
That's a funny thing.
Well, here we are, high top Easton
Christ,
Road in Horsham, Pennsylvania. And I think we have some listener emails.
Let's do it.
Let's go to the mailbag.
Where's the music for the mailbag? We don't have any.
We still don't have music. Oh. Episode 2, season 3.
Whatever. Here we go.
He just gave up. He was pretending. You don't see this on the podcast. He was pretending to move his hand over the keyboard. Yeah. Didn't touch one fucking key.
No, you know what's funny? I moved it, and the only two places that the mouse is on right now is Punch-Out Bell and Carmen Sandiego theme, and I didn't want to look for anything else.
It was a tough decision.
Good. So I stopped.
Good.
So this is from Brandon. All right, so he says, I got bored of everything I was listening to on my way to and from work. I decided to listen to a random podcast for emulators, and Emulate This came up, and I got to say, what a gem this show is.
Yeah.
Keep up what you guys do. The show is hilarious, random, and detailed. Yeah, it's definitely random.
Yeah. It is.
I work at a place that does a lot of super plastic forming, so it's hot, like 1,700 degrees hot, while wearing 30 pounds of equipment. And it gripes me to know all these kids I work with that call themselves gamers and talk a good game and think like, now what is this? Somebody had to help me out with that title.
The title French is one. Mike is a shitbag. hold on. I got to read it. I don't see where it is.
Something the more?
Yeah.
Poop.
Something the more?
Oh, Le Abbey des Morts, which is the Abbey of the Dead. I believe it's a European, or it's a French PC game. It might be like ZX Spectrum. I don't know.
Yeah, he says on the PC or Castle Quest on the NES, look like garbage. Some kids today just won't ever get how good we had it. Mm. Oh, well, their loss. Enjoy your Call of Duty. Thanks, guys. You all rock.
How about
thank
that,
you, Brandon.
He stumbled upon our show. He was searching for emulators, but he stumbled upon our show. I didn't even know
we don't really talk about emulators that much, do we?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Not too much.
Rory.
Well, that's always
went over.
That's always like
every time
anytime
I
Rory
talk about it, I'm shouted down and told that I'm a fat ass.
No, that is so untrue.
So full of
so
shit.
Untrue.
Oh, he's a martyr.
They hit me every day, guys.
Be a martyr.
Send me money.
Yeah, but it's somebody else. It's going.
Sandwiches.
You know, I work my ass off, and your show makes the day go by.
I know, right?
Yeah, we love hearing that.
I do like hearing that.
Yeah,
no, you don't. All right, so this man doesn't have a name.
Anyway.
How about we call him
Brandon? Oh, hold on. Oh, he likes us, and we get him through the day, and he does hot plastic.
And he hates State of Decay.
Hot plastics.
Ooh. No, it's a different person. The State of Decay was the previous email.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, you are
the first one.
You are too messed up. You don't know what you're talking about.
Your name is
Heat Man. There you go. He's
Heat Man.
Oh, that's great.
Rory, good job. One of your
better ones.
That might have been the best one for a long time. Sorry to our previous emailers.
Brandon,
all of our previous listeners.
Brandon the Heat Man.
Heat Man. I love it.
That's very good.
Because he's like a Zippo with boxing gloves for some reason.
All right, don't ruin it, all right? You did go with the Heat Man.
Heat Man.
But he's dropping. It is. He's like a Zippo with boxing gloves.
I know.
Remember that.
I got enough problems with my microphone.
And we will get to all your emails eventually.
What?
We only do two a show.
Give me a weird look.
No.
Time for the Odyssey, gentlemen. I top Easton Road in Horsham, Pennsylvania.
I can go first.
Yeah.
Can I go first?
Yeah, Mike.
Take it away, Pepper.
Pepper.
I've been playing Stick of Truth.
You say so.
Oh, funny.
What is it?
Did you say so?
I can't even understand.
Did you say so? He said.
Oh, I said so.
Oh, my God. He said so. Here we go.
I said so.
Uh-huh.
Here's the thing. What's with the South Park guys by, like, taking everything that you think you might hate about something and mm-hmm. turning it into something you fucking love?
Positive.
Turn-based combat game, which right. you, Eric.
Can't stand.
Normally wouldn't be able to do.
The only reason I was able to do it is because, well, I put it on easy so you could just hit a button because I'm not getting into that. I'm not doing
right.
it. I just wanted to see. It's basically a show. It's basically a 3-hour show. I
exactly.
want to see
it's
it because
like
I love South
yeah,
Park.
It looks just like an episode.
So
yeah.
I wanted to see it. Yeah. So, you know. Just hit A every time and your guy kills the other guy.
I mean, they just do everything right to make it enjoyable.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing really much to say. I mean, it's fucking hilarious.
I think it's one of the best games for the previous generation.
Wow.
I had such a great time playing that game.
Oh, yeah.
All of it's so funny. It's well done. You don't even realize the turn-based combat.
Like, no.
No.
And it's different. It's like cool to watch.
You control the turn-based combat a little bit.
It's a rhythm.
You have Mario or Mother 3 where it's actually more interactive where you can time hits.
That's true.
And it makes it a little more interactive than a true like turn-based.
Yeah, like there's that one where you have to like hit A every time your character like punches his fist or something like that and then you come down.
You have to do a swing or something like that or you have to do a movement on the joystick or, you know.
Yeah. I love the fart. You have to like learn how to fart.
Yeah.
Right? It's like turn the joystick
don't
and then
ever
hit like
fart
A or
a man's
something.
Balls.
Just the way it looks. Like they went.
Oh,
like,
it looks exactly
we're
like
not
going to
make this look like a game.
It looks exactly like the cartoon.
It looks like the TV show.
Which is cool because at the beginning you have to like, you're like making your character. Mm-hmm. No, and then like all of a sudden it's like, oh, I just made myself a South Park character. South Park. That's really kind of cool.
In the new one. The new one, and I don't know if they took it out. They probably didn't because they don't take anybody's shit, but they made it more difficult depending on how dark your skin was. When you picked the difficulty of the game, the slider, the harder it was, the blacker you were.
Oh my
just
God.
Just like life. Yeah. That's what they figured. Yeah.
Man.
They get away with everything.
They
man.
Really do.
They do.
They
I mean, they're
really
not wrong
do.
Though. I mean, life is probably
well,
harder
wrong.
If you're
yeah.
black.
Yeah.
Especially
yeah.
in America.
Sure,
so,
sure.
Well, you know. Oh, but yeah, it's funny.
It
yeah. yeah. In any event.
But I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, it was fun.
And it was good, like, after the craziness I had with like Gears of War, I needed something like
mellow,
like not so involved, not gray,
yeah,
you know,
something bright.
I like how it's so well done. Like it's kids playing Lords of the Ring, that Lord of the Rings,
because
like they have kid level equipment like football helmets.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you were a kid pretending to be like Lord of the Rings, you have like cardboard swords and stuff.
Right, yeah, a garbage can lid for a shield. Yeah.
It's really well done like that. Like,
and it's kind of funny too, because when you see that, like, that's your upgrade, it's like garbage lid shield. And you're like, well, I don't want that.
It doesn't get better.
That's got to be shit, right?
Where's the Valyrium steel?
Butters.
How far are you?
I always have Butters.
Butters is my go-to
Butters
friend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even when
great.
All the
he
other
can
ones
heal you and shit.
I just got through the school.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you didn't go to Canada yet. All right.
No, I'm pretty early in the game. I don't know, like 4 or 5 hours or something like that.
To me, it was one of the best experiences for that generation. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a great game. I got it included a copy free with the Fractured Butthole.
Oh, okay.
The newer one.
Did you play that free?
But I played it, it was included with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right, yeah, it was. But did you play the Fractured Butthole?
Not yet, no.
Oh, okay.
No. I thought you had it before. Didn't you have it before?
No, we have it on PS3.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We have it on PS3.
Mm.
Allegedly.
Hmm. Allegedly. Yeah.
Allegedly.
We're not going to talk about that.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
But it's a great game.
What's happening?
Nothing. Shh. Moving along.
Shh.
Shut up.
Eric?
Okay. So I've been playing Destiny 2 with a friend. Now, hold on.
Why do you groan?
Fuck everything.
No, I know where he's coming from.
Oh.
Oh, I absolutely know where he's coming from.
Okay.
I refuse to play Destiny on principle.
Okay. I'm with you. I'll tell you how it happened. Full disclosure, I wanted to hate this game. We could do a whole hour.
I love it already.
Do a whole hour on this show, on this topic, on this game, just because of all the topics that have to go with it, the direction of the industry and marketing and all that shit. I mean,
within the game or like in general?
About the game and about everything surrounding the game, yeah, and the politics and the money, everything that goes into this game.
The monetization on top of monetization.
Yeah,
schemes.
We could talk about that for hours probably.
Right, right.
We're not going to do that. I want to talk about the game.
Okay.
For the most part, I wanted to hate this game because of what the first game did. And what the first game did was charged you $60 for $30 worth of content. And
the first game did this.
The first game did this.
It also didn't say please and thank you either.
Right. So then 3 months later, they put out, you know, a $20 expansion, which is next to nothing. Right. So, you know, 5 months later, put out another 20. So they have you at like $100 3 months into the game's release. Now, they made that content before they put the game out. I wouldn't have a problem with that, with them not including that in the beginning if there was enough to begin with, but there wasn't. So, they're essentially, thank you. God, I'm not even drunk.
They're Ascentinal.
Artisticin, Porcupine, and
Essentially. Okay, they're
Essentially.
Charging you $100 for a $60 game, and they're spreading it out over time. And that's what they did with the first game.
All right, so this is why you wanted to hate this game.
This is why I wanted to hate it.
Before you continue, I apologize.
No, that's
so
fine.
If you wanted to hate this game so much.
Because of principle, like Rory said.
Sure. Why did you even play it?
Okay, because
when
it first came out, for everything that cost $100 when it came out 9 months ago, plus the expansions.
Right.
I only paid $30 for it. Okay. I paid $10 for the base game at GameStop. I waited 9 months on account of I knew.
I gotcha. Okay.
It wasn't a mistake. You know, people are defending Bungie saying, oh, it was a mistake the first time. And, you know, they didn't realize what they were doing. Well, it's not a mistake when you do it twice.
It was a mistake made by 1,500 people.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So when you do it again, it's not a mistake. And they did it. So I didn't buy it because 9 months ago for the full price, while I enjoyed the game. The first game, it took them 3 years to make it worth it. And still then, if you were in from the beginning, you put out ridiculous amount of money to play this game over time. Just totally not worth it. Yeah. So I got the two expansions this time. The first two, won't even call them expansions. Yeah. I'll just call them, we'll call them DLC. Uh-huh. They're not very long, but I got all that and the base game for $30. So that is totally worth it to me. If I had paid $100 for all this shit, I'd be pissed the fuck off.
Well, up front, if you went.
If I paid for it as it came out.
Yeah.
So I got a friend I'm playing with. The problem with it is it's not anywhere near as much fun to play without someone else.
Sure. Borderlands has the same problem, same formula.
Right.
Borderlands, you said?
Borderlands has the same problem where playing alone is very sloggy.
Mm. It's not as much fun. It just doesn't do it for you. But the game is beautiful. And I don't know if there's a better, like Rory says about Call of Duty, it's so visceral with the guns and how they buck and just the whole environment and how you move. It feels really real. And it's so refined, the shooting, that, you know, you want to knock it, but you can't. It's a well-made game. It's just a content issue. And what they do is they create this very addictive grind to get higher level gear and shit.
Okay. That you have to pay for.
Well, yeah. So then they'll start locking you out of things that you used to be able to play.
That's fucked up.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so you can't do that anymore because that's part of the expansion now. That's why I say we could talk about what's wrong with this game for a long time. But
Sure,
but I feel like I got in 9 months after it came out, and I feel like I got my money's worth for it. It's a beautiful, some things you look at, and
when you say it's beautiful.
Graphically.
Yeah, but what do you mean? It looks real, or it looks cartoony? Borderlands looks cartoony.
No. It looks very real.
I mean, it looks real.
And
it's not so shove. It's not that art style.
Yeah, I'm not the only one right now.
Yeah. And you'll see things.
Vodka is flowing like wine.
Where you go, I've never seen anything like that before. I've never seen anything like that in a movie or a game or anything.
Wow,
just like the alien technology and just the structures, the structures that they have built or whatever. Just the what?
No, okay.
Just the way I'm saying it.
Yeah. What's the matter?
No, I don't know.
Ryan's drunk.
The structures.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, the construction. We'll call it the construction.
The architect.
You'll say, "Whoa, that's really cool."
Space deco. It's amazing.
The Guggenheim.
Yeah. So Bungie still has that can still hit you with that kind of wow factor that, like, whoa, that is cool. Mm-hmm. That is new. I've never seen anything like that. So anyway, without getting into it, I'm enjoying the game, you know, but you do hit a level cap way too quickly. Right. And then it's a crazy grind to gain like the last 10%.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it's designed though. It's kind of designed like an MMO, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
When MMO constantly updates and they're all free usually. So unless it's a massive expansion.
Gotcha.
You know, most PC MMOs would never do this to you the way Bungie does this to you.
So you're going
to
stop playing?
It's not really an MMO. Yeah, I'm not, well, yeah, I won't put out money for content, more content. So I waited till the game was cheap and the first two expansions were out, and I'll play that and that'll be the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never buy any more DLC for it. I'm not playing their game. I'm not going to get raped. Yeah. You know, like they did to me the first game. Well, they won the first time. I won this time. So
that's that.
Two wrongs that make a right.
I like the game though. I'm having fun with it. Like fuck, I said, I wanted to hate it because of what they've done.
Is this one always online as well?
Who they've become? I think so. Yeah.
These scumbags.
It doesn't matter.
It's not bad enough that it's already on a console that has DRM. They have to have DRM on the DRM.
Yeah.
Scumbags.
Yeah. Mm.
Never played it. Never will play it.
No, I don't blame you at all. I don't blame you at all. I swore I wouldn't, but it was $10. I said, for $10, I'll play the base game.
If they could give me $10, I ain't gonna play it.
I hear you.
I ain't gonna play
it. I ain't gonna play. Homie, don't play that.
Homie, don't play that.
Homie, don't play that.
Homie, don't play that.
Because I'm hitting you with tennis balls and a sock.
Here we go. Who's up next?
I'll go.
Rory, let's hear about Dark Souls 2. Right.
I am not. No,
Dark Souls.
You will not hear that.
Dark Souls 1 and a half.
It's August. You're not gonna hear that until, like.
August?
You're gonna make a flip book of Dark Souls?
Yeah. You know, I'm not going to tackle that one until October. I got games in the back burner that have to get knocked out.
Bloodborne.
You're going to have shit to worry about October. Okay. Red Dead 2.
Sorry, go ahead.
I am playing Mass Effect Andromeda, the fourth one.
Oh, my God. No.
Oh, really? God. Why?
No.
Oh, I got to know why.
Oh, tell us
why. Really?
Oh, God, that's worse than my game.
For real?
Oh, yeah. I have more problems with that. That's a game I'll never play on principle.
I have a feeling this is just a bad game.
You mean they made too many games?
Yeah. No. See, all right. I don't want to make this, just like Eric, I don't want to make this a whole diatribe on Carmen Sandiego's dead. But it, like.
Don't overshine her.
It's a different, it's still, if you're a fan of the show and you've listened to me, my favorite video game series is Mass Effect. I really love the space operas. The Mass Effect trilogy is so well done. And all of it is the flavor text, like the characters and you just bullshitting with your crew. Like, you can just talk, I would just talk to Ernot Rex for, you know, 3 hours. Cause he's fucking great.
Yeah.
You know, I would talk to Garrus cause he's fucking great. You know, like, even like the lesser characters, like, Jack, I mean, they're fucking great. They're just good characters.
Very well written.
They're well written, well performed.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't really carry over to this one.
No.
Different people. The studio is not the same. They've really been butchered and gutted.
Why?
And
why?
The game doesn't use the same formula. The games went from very RPG heavy in the first one, or I shouldn't say very, but RPG heavy in the first one, to, they took the worst aspects of the first one and then they recreated them for this one.
Mm.
Because 2 and 3 turned more into Gears of War.
Correct.
Still story heavy, but it's more action oriented.
Combat driven.
And that was fun. I mean, you could say what you want about the ending to 3. The game itself up until that ending is more than passable.
I thought it was a pretty good game. Yeah.
It had good, the way that they closed a lot of the character loops, like what happened to, you know, for example, Morden. Like, I mean, that's such a powerful moment. But, you know, I digress. This game took the worst aspects of the first one, the makeup, the planet exploration and driving around in the fucking tank. The whole game is driving in the fucking tank.
Ugh.
I don't want to drive in the fucking tank.
No, that's what you liked least about the last game.
And it's full of busy work. See, this is going to be an article I'm going to write for Blogs of Rage. Get the fucking busy work out of games.
Not in that game.
Mm-hmm.
I like busy work, but not in Mass Effect. Mass Effect should be a story-driven RPG.
When you tell Eric's totally right, but when you tell me, go find 10 X's and then we'll consider this thing done, I want to die. Like, you cannot put that in Mass Effect. Mass Effect, again, is this epic space opera with the flavor text and the characters. And, like, maybe of, like, the 6 characters in the game, well, your crew is 6, you're 7.
Mm-hmm.
I only care about one of them. Like, the other ones are just poorly written, forced. Poorly forced. It's forced. So forced.
It's so forced.
It's so hollow. And it, like, for a fan of the series, it's just, it's more than embarrassing.
It's a shame.
And I'm not even angry anymore. I'm just so sad, and I'm just going through the motions because I love it.
Yeah.
And the thing about, I love the franchise. The thing that really kills me about Mass Effect, because they've killed it. It'll never come back. I don't believe for a minute.
Not after that.
Because this is such a financial
debacle.
Disaster for so many reasons.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Not only just the technical reasons, because the game just chugs along.
Right.
There's no reason this game can't handle it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's just poor writing. Mm-hmm. It's poor voice acting in it all over. It's so forgettable, and like, again, it's full of pointless busy work with like a horrible story. There's the remnants of a good story there, but the execution of how it's done, and like, they don't, it's just so dumb. Like, one guy tells you on this planet that's like a desert planet, he says, it's never nighttime here. And then literally 1 minute later, I talk to another NPC and he says, we should try to rob this place at night when the sun's down. Well, you can't have this. Well, what is it? Does the planet not have a nighttime or not? Like, It reeks of two different people working on it, and they didn't coordinate, and then the proofreader doesn't exist, or they met. I could see Eric's rage, like his eyebrows are going.
You always thought
like
bad.
He knows what I'm going to say. You know what I'm going to say. I'm not going to get into it.
Out of it. I'm going to leave it out.
That was bad voice acting on like PS2, like that era. But like today, for them to come out with a game that's big as Mass Effect, it should be fucking really good.
It's my understanding that the budget for this game, EA apparently didn't believe in from the start because like their budget was something like $40 million.
Wow,
which is a lot of money for normal people.
A lot of money for me.
But for a video game, a AAA video game, $40 million is.
Not a whole lot.
Yeah, that's a good chunk.
It sounds like it's a lot of money.
The second and third game cost more than that.
Oh, I guarantee they cost double that, if not more.
Right.
And remember, that's like 10-year-old money.
Yeah, sure.
You know, you probably have to add 20% on that.
Right.
It's an embarrassment.
It was
I'm
a loser to begin with.
I'm fighting through it. I'm choking back disappointment. Like, constantly, like, you're killing me.
Yeah.
You're killing me.
I liked Mass Effect, but I didn't like it enough where I'd force myself to play that with all its fucking, with all the bullshit that's
I'm about 75% done.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well finish it.
But
it's just, from what I understand, it's barely even a spinoff. You could barely even call it that. It has the Mass Effect name on it, but nothing about it reminds you of Mass Effect.
Oh, but it could have been. There's so much potential.
Oh, it could have been.
So it's like a whole different game, but they just put Mass Effect on it.
They use shitty parts.
Why don't you just make a new game? So nobody expects anything.
Well, they're making Anthem now, and they should have started making that after Mass Effect 3.
They're trying to make Anthem. There's questions about, again, another space opera. Is Anthem going to be Mass Effect in the sense of story-driven, or is it going to be more Destiny, where it's basically an excuse to steal money from people, like to extort people for money? Like, I don't trust them. I don't trust nobody trusts EA. EA's terrible. They're like the neighbor that doesn't cut their grass. Like, they're just pieces of shit. You're just like, fuck you.
I cut my grass today.
Get the fuck out of my office.
By the way, it was a good grass-cutting session.
Nice.
Nice, man. Weed whacker on that?
I'm going to smoke some grass if you guys
want. Weed
whack? Of course.
How about it?
Go for it.
Oh, shit.
There you go. Hey.
Allegedly.
There you go.
Allegedly.
Well, oh, here we go. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? We became sleuths in the past week, and, you know, we all tried to find Carmen Sandiego.
I think we have to hear the song out.
I don't think I played this game the right way.
Carmen Sandiego.
We should do that a cappella.
Fun fact, that guy was my dad. Fun fact.
I knew it. Did you guys watch the show?
Yes,
yes.
Did, yeah.
Loved, it was on PBS. Oh,
loved the show.
I did not.
Oh my God.
Was that, was this right? It's funny. Like, my only, the only way I know this is from the game.
No shit.
Yeah. Oh, really? I never watched a show.
Interestingly enough, it was a show before, or it was a game before it was a show. It was a show made off of the game.
Was this a text-based game first?
Yeah,
or was
the other way around? The game would be made off the show.
We technically played the Deluxe Edition. I believe it came out in 1990 for DOS.
Oh, but played the right one.
There's an earlier one.
I did not play the right one.
Wait, you didn't play Deluxe?
I played 85.
There's two Deluxes.
Okay, you played the original one.
That's the one I played.
I believe it's also for the ZX Spectrum or the Amiga. I know it's on the Amiga.
I saw that. So that's the original, right?
That is the original.
Okay.
The homework assignment was the Deluxe Edition.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Guys, get your shit together. This is the second time they played the wrong game. Both of them. I know it.
Mike's incompetent, and Ryan's looking at buckets of brains for some reason. So, with leprechauns.
So, I played the wrong one.
Okay.
But I'm sure it's very similar.
It is.
It's all the same. I believe it's just an enhanced graphics. It's still the same gameplay.
Okay.
It's still the same format.
Oh, all right.
Anyway, long story short, Eric, he mentioned it was a PBS show, I believe. Mm-hmm. It was on here in Philadelphia on like at 4 o'clock in the afternoons on weekdays.
When I got home from school, I'd watch it every day.
And it was just a quiz show.
You remember that? Yeah. Was Bozo the Clown on PBS? Or was that? I was 17.
That was Local 17.
Yeah, that's right.
I remember the end round was so hard. And there was like never get it.
It was a
like
map
impossible.
Of like
a Nintendo
map of the world,
a world or a continent. I don't remember. And then they would tell you the capital, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd have to put the like a chess piece or some type of marker on the correct city,
right?
Or it could be a country,
right? Yeah. Either way.
And it was timed. It was like 20 seconds or 30 seconds.
The kids never fucking got it. It was so unfair. Yeah. I don't know what they were giving away, but they were not giving it away. Yeah. Whatever it was.
It was a Ferrari.
Yeah.
Like, you can win a Ferrari if you guess. Off,
yeah,
off
and then
thousands.
Legends of the Hidden Temple was on right after that.
Oh,
right after it. Fucking awesome.
Green Parrots.
Yep. Green Parrots.
Remember like PBS? Remember like Math Man and all that? When he used to eat the numbers, right?
Yeah.
Number Munchers.
Yeah.
Let's review that game.
I remember.
Eat all the prime numbers.
Yeah, you eat the prime numbers, motherfucker. Yeah. One's not a prime number.
So where do we start with this game, huh?
This game's really good. It has multiple paths.
Ridiculous
amount. Infinite paths.
Infinite paths.
The first? Can I complain about something
sure,
real fast?
Sure, go ahead.
Already.
Why is it? Yeah, already is right. We're only fucking 50 minutes into the show.
This trash fire.
Why is it, and maybe this is different in a deluxe version, okay. But why is it that when I catch like Fast Eddie B. Good or something like that, he's back in the fucking pool of criminals to catch.
You know, the system is flawed.
It's failing.
It's flawed. Failing.
Come
flawed
up with other
system.
People.
The prisons are overrun. They're overcrowded.
It's a technicality. They actually didn't read the Miranda rights right before they arrested him.
Yeah.
It's a loophole.
They got to let him go.
We don't have room in prisons for people who steal finger puppets.
That's
so
true.
When was the first time he's played it?
Back in the day, I played it in school a couple times. But
elementary,
not often.
Elementary school.
Yeah. Not like Oregon
I'm thinking
Trail
like
or
I'm,
jazz ball.
I'm thinking like fourth grade.
Yeah, because we did Oregon Trail. what season was that? We did Oregon.
It was
Trail
last year.
All right, so almost the same exact time, like in our lives.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Very similar. Yep.
It went hand in hand.
Yep.
You know, it's like one day you play Where in the World's Carmen Sandiego, the other day Oregon
it is a
Trail.
Good way to learn your, I mean, current geography.
Sure.
Right.
You know. Sure.
Yeah, it's all right.
You have to keep in mind that the games that we're playing, it's based on 1987 geography. So
it's
there are
still the Soviet Union.
Yeah, there are countries that no longer exist.
But you know what's funny? That never came up with that. Did you run into that?
I ran into it once with Yugoslavia, which no longer exists.
Okay. Yeah.
But that wasn't one of the choices I wanted to go to. The wrong answer.
I didn't run it, at least as far as I know.
I ran into it.
I'm really stupid.
Meepos. I had to go to Meepos.
That's where Balky's from. That's where Balky's from.
Christian Levy Ableton. I met that guy.
Did you?
I met Bronson Pinchot.
You met him on a set or something.
Yeah, I did.
That's right.
So,
he was a nice guy.
Real quick, what's a fish sticking match?
My cock.
And your fish
sticking match. She talked about going to a fish stitch sticking match. What does that mean?
Like
some type of
competition.
It's a competition. It
must be some type of competition.
I googled that and I couldn't get anything.
Well, you should have been using Google from 1987. That's on you.
I guess so.
You shitbag.
Yeah, we're getting Encyclopedia Britannica.
Fish sticking match.
One of the witnesses I talked to for one of the – it happened twice. The witness I talked to for the fucking – one of the cases said that they were interested in going to a fish sticking match. Anybody knows what that is, please contact us and let us know what the fuck that means, because I am dying to know what a fish sticking match is.
Maybe she's trying to put the moves
on. That's what we're going to do later.
Maybe she's trying to stick her fish somewhere. Yeah. I don't know.
The bedroom eyes.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. Who wants to go first on this?
This is weird. What are we doing exactly here, Rod?
Well, it's going to be similar.
We're just going to read our logs like we did with Oregon Trail.
It's going to be similar to the
case.
I quit in the middle of mine.
I don't think I'm high enough for this.
Yeah.
I mean, I can go first if you want.
Oh, please do.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Yeah.
All right, go first.
All right. I'm just going to get myself out of the way. All right. First off, I just want to say this, that when I started playing the game, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. Like, I didn't know what Rory meant by you got to play the game means I thought you caught a criminal and that was it.
No, it loops. Like
yeah, I didn't know that.
You move up in the ranks for every successful case that you do, and then I believe once you're a master detective, you can actually go after Carmen Sandiego.
Right. Yeah. I thought that was a win. If I caught a criminal, I thought it was a win.
No, you continue as the same detective.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
The sleuth.
I didn't know that.
You don't start over.
At all.
You continue as that detective.
Which I'm disappointed, because like the first one I played, somebody stole the Nutcracker Man.
What the fuck?
Yeah, what if,
is nothing sacred?
I don't know.
I mean, what are the things
know what the
they
hell
steal?
That is.
The things that
oh,
are
I got
ridiculous.
Some good ones.
Oh my
I've,
god!
I got
like,
a good
how
one.
Could you steal?
But I'm not even going to begin.
Tell us what you got.
This isn't the Nutcracker Man. I mean, that was a good one, but I got halfway through it and
is
I was
just
like,
"Just a Nutcracker?"
No. It was the Nutcracker Man. That's what I mean. Was there a Nutcracker Man? That everything's based off of all the Nutcrackers.
I believe it's
because this is based on real history, though.
Oh my god, this show's going to be 3 hours long.
The Nutcracker is like a it's a play, but it's also like an opera.
Who's the Nutcracker Man?
It's a ballet.
It's a wooden thing.
Well, it's a story.
Right, but what I'm saying is.
Its mouth with the wood.
Everybody knows the Tchaikovsky shit, which is a ballet.
Right, but in this, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Some of the shit I never heard of.
No,
but the Nutcracker Man.
Half of it's made up, I'm sure.
So you think this is made up?
The Nutcracker Man? That was the thing they stole?
They stole the fossil of the Nutcracker Man.
Fossil?
Yeah, which is like crazy.
Man.
So then I was like, there's a fossil of the Nutcracker Man?
So then what happened?
The fuck was he?
What?
When was he alive?
All right, so what happened?
I didn't even know where to start.
You read
like,
that
what,
wrong.
What time was he alive?
Screwdrivers, bro.
Fuck. All right, so anyway. So I didn't even like... All right, I was like, you know, fuck that one. All right, here's what I'm going to do.
Because the police totally
anyway,
don't fuck
so,
that new case.
My name's Tom Selleck, Magna PI.
I like that.
You know, Magna PI, he's a fucking detective, like private eye. I always want to be a private eye. I don't know what's involved in being a private eye, but I think I'd be a good one, though.
Yeah, probably a lot of sit-ups.
All right, so I'm going to get to my thing. So I'm Magna PI. I have a Ferrari. Uh-huh. Anyway, Tuesday, 9 a.m. I just logged in. I talked with the chief. And I didn't like the thing where they didn't have a name for the guy. It was just a chief. They should have had a name like Chief.
Yeah.
Whatever he wants to call himself. He told me that Francis the Talking Mule was missing.
Nuh-uh.
No. Yeah, I got some shit like decent things.
Really? Okay.
Francis the Talking Mule?
Yeah, Francis the Talking Mule from Miramar. And he's like, well, what we're going to do is you're going to fly to, you got to fly to Yangon. There's no other way to say it.
No, you might have said it right.
You said it too right. You said it so right. Your pronunciation was on.
Right. Yeah, Eric's right.
No, the chief's like, yeah, you got to fly to Yangon.
And, if I didn't know any better, you would speak fluent
that.
Mandarin.
Stop
There's no other way to say it.
Mandarin. Dude, one more
Yangon. There's no other way. I can't do it any other way.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, Tuesday, 4 p.m. Now, it was Tuesday, 9 a.m. Tuesday, 4 p.m.
Oh, my God. You kept the time and day.
Just arrived.
I did, too.
Just arrived in Yangon. I spoke with an artist with a guitar, blonde hair, right? This weird dude. He looked high as shit. So right away, I was thinking, I don't know if I'm going to trust anything he says. But he said she has pale gray eyes, right?
Yeah. So you put that
and
in there.
And she's speaking Slavic.
Which is weird, right?
Now,
do you know anybody
well, here's
who has
the weird
gray
thing.
Eyes?
Right, exactly. So at this
well,
point.
Well, that's Hazel. They'll normally.
Brown and greenish are his Hazel.
Well, basically,
great.
Well, no, Hazel
gray.
Eyes like change too, depending on the light.
Right.
For real.
Yeah, maybe.
Hazel is
I don't know.
Actual
I have blue.
Color.
Gray though.
What? It's more. It's like a. It's a grayish tint.
Yeah.
Is it?
And that's why, like, because I have hazel eyes, so a lot of times,
sure
like, in a,
I've
in
never
a,
seen them as gray.
In a certain
more green.
In a certain light. I
maybe,
have green eyes.
Maybe.
Well, the weird thing was, like, all right,
you'll
so
have to look.
Hey, Tom Selleck's turn, asshole.
Sorry.
Pale gray eyes and speaking Slavic. Now, here's my question.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what I'm looking for. I'm like, what, the mule?
Sounds hot.
Like, looking like, for Franny
the mule.
Are they telling me the mule, pale green eyes, or pale gray eyes, speaking Slavic? Is the mule speaking Slavic?
No.
Because a mule
how
can't.
How do you know that?
Because a mule can't speak shit.
The mule
no.
is the thing he stole.
Now, you don't understand. It's like, Francis. Francis the talking mule.
You know what I love about
that's
this?
What
why
that's what was stolen. That's what was stolen.
Why can't Francis speak Slavic?
All right, everybody stop.
Francis is a mule.
Everybody stop.
Yeah, Francis but he doesn't speak at all.
He does.
Everybody stop. No, hold on a second. Wait,
dude,
wait.
This is driving me nuts. This is why I'm going crazy playing the game.
It's not driving you nuts because does a mule speak?
Yes.
Is this show literal?
Yes.
No, wait a second.
I'm looking for Francis the Talking Mule.
Does it say Francis the
Talking
Mule?
What are you not getting here?
Wait a minute.
Where does it say?
I have it. I have it
We're
right
wrong.
Here.
It says Talking Mule.
Oh,
but
shit.
How do you know this? How do you know this?
Yeah. Because you just said it said Talking Mule.
Yes. You know a lot about this.
But that's my question.
That's why
Francis
I can talk.
The Talking Mule was what I'm looking for. So
you're saying
so when they go, oh, she's got pale gray eyes and she speaks Slavic.
Now I get it.
And I'm thinking,
now I get it.
Am I looking for the mule?
Right.
Right. Because you know what they say.
They stole the mule.
The mule has actually no characteristics. They're talking about the criminal.
But you know what they say? If you're looking for something, don't worry about who you're looking for. Look at what you're looking for, though.
All right. None of us talk during that, right? Like, we could totally isolate that.
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
But, like, know what you're looking for. Don't look what you're looking for, but look. Look what you're looking. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I know you don't.
So listen, when Ryan's done his episode, we're done the show, right?
We need to embroider that
if
onto
you love something, leave it go.
We're
it's
not.
Like
we
that.
Need to embroider that onto a pillow.
Yeah,
that's
I don't think any
awesome.
Of us should even talk.
All right, so
don't
anyway,
look what you're looking for. Look what you're looking for.
Well, but anyway.
It's fucking deep.
But it's still Tuesday. It's 7 p.m. now. I found a love letter.
Okay.
Somebody read it in Polish.
Read it in Polish?
Yeah. And then after that, I slept.
So you would go to Poland. Oh, you slept?
No, I didn't go. Yeah, I slept till 7 a.m. Wednesday.
Should have.
Okay.
So Wednesday now.
Well, we're only at the second
fucking
country.
12 hours later. Yeah, I slept for 12 hours.
That's a lot. I set that on my life.
All right, so I don't know what I did between 7 a.m. and
I, like,
10 a.m.
I woke up at 10 a.m. at one point.
Did you?
You woke up at 10 a.m. too. You just said it, right?
When?
Didn't you just say it right now?
No, I woke up at 7.
Oh, okay.
Wednesday. But I didn't do anything, Mike. You're going to like this. Till 10 a.m.
There you go. My guy was a lazy piece of shit, too. Yeah, he was
I just
like,
ate
up at
Cinnamon
10
Toast Crunch.
Yeah. The fuck?
Yeah, hung out.
It's a lot of paperwork.
Based on some evidence, I have a few suspects.
Oh, there we go.
Now, I wrote down everything I've had, right? Mm-hmm. All the evidence. Now, what evidence do you think I had, guys? And the game's already
something,
telling me.
Something about
no, but
talking
the
donkey.
The game's already telling me.
She had gray eyes. It's a she.
Right.
So
did
you
get the warrant?
Female
right.
gray eyes.
So they gave me suspects. Scar Greenault, Sarah Nettle, You'll Be Sorry.
Oh, shit.
I can't read this, really. It's something Muchu, but we'll get to that. All right, so anyway, that was 10 a.m. Wednesday, 2 p.m. Now it's the afternoon.
Okay.
Just arrived in rainy Warsaw.
So you're in Poland?
Yeah, I'm in Poland now. I met with the professor of Warsaw.
What happened?
That is a day for somebody. Mother of fucker. I have to remember that. So the next guy that does an email is the professor of Warsaw.
Yeah, he's the professor of Warsaw, uh-huh. All right? He went on about how she always is eating candy bars.
Uh-huh.
Right?
So she likes junk food.
Yeah, it's more evidence, though. It's more evidence. Eric,
shit.
Eric got it.
Junk
that's the evidence.
Shit. That's a clue.
So what did I do?
What a clue.
I went right to the evidence
such
thing.
Such a raging
I went
clue.
Right to the evidence thing, right?
What a twist.
All right? And then what did I do with that, Eric? I transmitted.
Yeah, fucking
and
transmitted.
And I got a fucking warrant.
There you go.
What are you yelling at Eric for?
Thursday, 7 a.m. Just got a warrant for Bessie Mae Muchu.
Bitch is going away.
For the theft of the talking mule from Miramar.
You are one pathetic loser.
That's right.
That's Tom Selleck.
And then Thursday at 7 p.m., I called CrimeNet. You know what CrimeNet said?
Not enough evidence.
She was into electronics.
Oh,
and you know what I'm thinking?
Oh, it was loud.
That was loud.
God almighty.
You know what I'm thinking? Electronics?
Oh, yeah.
You know who likes electronics? The Japanese.
Oh,
I'm going to Tokyo.
Oh,
shit.
I'm off to Tokyo.
Is this intense or
really?
What?
For real?
Yeah.
Right away. Friday, 11 a.m.
You know what? Not to interrupt, but that's he did it right. Once you get the warrant for the arrest, there's no reason to fuck around with anything.
Don't
you
fuck
know,
around.
You know exactly where to go.
Yeah, don't fuck around.
Just fucking move.
Right. So I get the warrant. I'm off to Tokyo. Friday, 11 a.m. The next fucking morning, I wake up. That's the first thing I do. Arrested Bessie Mae Muchu in Tokyo for stealing the talking mule Francis from Miramar. That's a job well done, guys. I got promoted to investigator, by the way.
Good for you, Ryan.
She got locked
Ryan,
up.
What an experience.
Yeah, that's all it was right there.
What a fucking experience.
As soon as I got the warrant.
Thank God.
Electronics.
Oof.
Where else would you go?
Tokyo. Clearly.
Does anyone else feel the need to go, or
not
is this show over?
I mean, not really. To be honest with you.
Holy shit.
Yeah, another one.
No.
No, it's another one where I was Tom Selleck.
Oh, no.
Because I got to be honest
Rory's
with you.
Turn.
There was a long time. I mean, I took notes. None of them are that good.
Well, I'm going to go through real fast.
And I quit on this fucking game.
Oh, okay. Why?
It's too fucking long.
No. Well, see, I didn't know I had to catch Carmen. I had no idea.
Yeah, you have to catch Carmen.
I was just doing one by one.
Yeah.
You know, nobody respects due process like me.
But I love it.
Do we have to watch the fucking court case at the end? Like, just get on to the next case.
That's an edition of the one that we were playing, the enhanced edition.
Yeah.
I did not expect
that. There was a freaking court case. The freaking judge goes guilty. Like,
yeah. you don't like that?
You have to teach kids.
I did not experience that.
I don't need that to know that those criminals got due process.
You figured they did.
I figured they did.
I got satisfaction.
This is America, Jack. I figured they got due process and they were innocent until proven guilty, but I don't need to see it. You know what I mean? Like, just leave that out of the game. Yeah. I want on to the next case.
This game
is not instant gratification. It was weird when it cut frustrating. To that. Yeah. I want an instant gratification on these suspects.
All right, Crime Net, what'd you do?
Okay, we're going to make mine real fast because that was, wow, that was an experience. All right, here we go. So, case number 1807988. The locale is Nairobi in Kenya.
Okay.
The loot is the Kenyatta International Conference Center. They stole a conference center.
A building.
How'd they do that?
That's intense.
Who the fuck knows?
Magnets. Okay.
Who knows?
Definitely magnets.
They lose a little points of credibility there for that.
Shrinkage machine.
Putting that in the game. So we fly to Nairobi, and the hotel manager there says that she longed for fried calamari and wanted to go to the lowest point of dry land in the world.
Oh, I know where that is.
Mm.
I won't say it, though, until you say it.
We'll get there. Okay?
I long for
Okay, Gumshoe, slow down. So what does that tell me? That tells me she likes seafood and she's a she. So we got woman who likes seafood.
What'd you say? Like,
we're on a roll.
We got woman who likes seafood.
We're halfway there. Okay, we inspect the motel, and I say we. It was me. It was Dennis Franz was my character. Dennis Franz.
Cool. What was your character,
NYPD
Ryan?
Blue.
It's Tom Selleck.
That's right.
Tom
Selleck. Yeah.
I got you.
Ferrari
and everything.
So anyway, like seafood is a woman. Inspect the hotel. There's a copy of the Balfour Declaration. There's a copy of the Balfour Declaration found in the room. What the fuck is the Balfour?
Is this how the guy read it to you?
Does anybody know what the Balfour Declaration is?
No.
The fuck is that?
The guy's like, let me start over.
I would have loved to have seen Eric's face.
Eric, are you listening?
Eric's face. He must have been like,
I'm like, what is that?
What is a bell? I don't know what it is
Who
either.
Knows? Who knows? So anyway, I'm a little slow on this one, trying to figure out where this is. I'm not figuring it out on account of it's the lowest point of dry land and the Balfour. It's not helping me.
Uh-huh.
So I called Acme Crime Net and they found out.
Isn't it Death Valley?
The lowest point of dry land?
No, it's not.
Okay.
She exchanged dollars for shekels.
She's
going back in time. That's what she was doing.
Just go to Venice.
Israel.
Oh.
Israel. Shekels. Israel.
Oh, yeah. Well.
She's right? going back in time.
A shekel sounds like something.
That's amazing. That is the best response ever.
It sounds like something.
A shekel.
Oh, it's my God. Again,
Ryan.
Why would she go back in time?
Honestly, I don't know what a shekel is.
She travels the world.
It doesn't matter, but like, the fact you thought that was an option is truly incredible.
Like,
oh, you could go. Because you know what's funny? When he said it, I had a brief moment where I was like, oh, you can go back in time in this case?
You actually believed it could happen. That's why, like,
I didn't know.
He's telling stories about shit that didn't fucking happen. Okay? He is. He believes a man with a brain in a bucket.
That's totally true. There's people that can back me
he
up.
He believes a leprechaun came into the classroom.
If anyone
on
listening grew up in Jekyttown, Abington.
So we're in Israel.
Okay. All right. So I questioned the optician there. He said she talked about the writings of Jose Marti, and she had brown hair. Jose, I don't know Jose. I know who's B. I don't know Jose.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
But I'm
so a message on the answering machine said, I got you a fine tasting cigar with fatigues. You'll look just like Fidel.
That's obvious.
If I don't get it, then I'm not much of a detective.
All right.
Off to Cuba.
They usually reference, you know, in children's games, dictators. That's good.
Flying to Havana.
You're going to Hitler's mother's house.
Germany.
It's on. Fly to Havana. I talked to a co-ed there.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, now.
Oh, yeah. She said she sang the blues. Because she missed the Danube River.
Well, Danube?
Danube? Sure, Danube. Whatever. Danube. That's Danube. It.
That's
Danube.
That's that song.
That's it.
Is it? Isn't it?
Yeah, Danube. The Danube Blues.
Where it's like, right? No. Da 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 da. Bop 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 bop. Isn't that like called like by the blue? What did you say?
Danube.
I think it is. You know that like I don't that space odyssey thing.
I know. I don't care. I don't want to know.
All right, so I'm starting to freak out.
I apologize.
All right, I'm starting to freak out. So
I bet
I've got to make a choice on who I'm going to nail for this. So it was between, and I didn't write. I don't know why I didn't write it down.
You never got a warning.
That's a typical.
No,
Saturday
I did.
Night.
I'm about to. I was freaking out that I was going to run out of time. So I'm like, all right, we got to hit somebody for this.
I wanted a fork in the road.
I got to hit somebody for this shit.
Right.
So I'm like, all right. I have two matches. I forget the other one, but I went with Catherine Boom Boom Drip.
Ooh.
Got a warrant for the bitch, and I got real lucky. Anyway, I knew the Danube, even though I couldn't fucking say it. I thought it was pronounced the other way my whole life, and I feel real fucking stupid.
What was it, though?
What's that?
What was it?
I know it's in Europe. Let's just say that. And Vienna, Austria was the only one in Europe on there. So I went with that.
Oh.
And I got right. Anyway, they, nailed the bitch. I was right. They nailed the bitch.
Yeah.
And, that's the end of that story. She got due process.
They returned the event
due
center.
Process. Yeah. Hey.
Gotcha,
hurrah
bitch.
Hurrah for due process. Due process. Hurrah for due process.
That's right. You want to go? You want me to go?
Fuck them.
I can go.
All right.
All right, Mike.
So, my detective name was, Mr. Pepper.
Mr. Pepper.
Because I like a good pepper.
I like a lot of pepper.
Apparently. The first one, it starts in Peru. Treasure stolen from Lima. It was like a silver llama.
Silver llama.
we got a female suspect, and an arrest is needed.
Mm.
So I had to finish by Sunday at 5.
Right.
Of course.
I had all week to do it. My guy kept,
always give you all week?
Mr. Pepper, I said it before.
Mr. Pepper.
Mr. Pepper kept waking up at like 10.
Mr. Pepper.
That's he's a lazy detective.
What the fuck? I could have all, and then they sleep. Now, again, I didn't play the deluxe.
If you fuck up and you click too much on something, they'll sleep for a day.
If you click on something at like 6 p.m.,
right,
they sleep through the night, and they don't wake up till 10.
Bullshit. Yeah, it's a lot of wasted time.
At least,
there.
I mean, Mr. Pepper wasn't
they
waking up till
like
10.
They must have like a heroin problem or something.
I mean, that's, we gotta catch
it's
the silver
train
llama.
Spotting there.
Crazy.
I get a message that, the bitch is flying on a plane with a flying crescent star.
Ah,
so
a crescent
Turkey.
Star.
I go Istanbul.
Hey, all
right.
Have a goal.
So I investigated a hotel, and I met a vile henchman because vile is the name of their organization.
How about the crime mime that comes across the screen? You go to a place and then you're right,
if
and
you're right,
I realized
animation.
That it was because all the names are puns of the people,
right?
But the crime mime is a rhyme. Right?
You know, it's funny.
The
it's
mime
like,
that comes.
He's like you, saying all that shit, and I'm like, yeah.
They let you know you're in the right place. It lets you know. You know how the thing comes across
animation.
The screen to let you know.
Yeah.
It's a criminal.
What a twist.
Well, he's the crime mime. The guy that comes across, he's like a mime. I guess that's what they meant.
By the way, every time you did come to a place that you knew was right, it was almost like, well, yeah. But did you go to a place that was wrong? And you were like, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, I can't believe I didn't get that right.
I had a vile henchman. I showed up in the woods, and one of the vile henchmen was jackhammering through the fucking woods.
What?
And I was like, what the fuck was that? I was like, fuck that. I don't really care.
Anyway.
I was in like Seattle or something.
So I met the vile henchman, and now I figure out that I have to go to Montgomery Falls.
Oh.
So
Montgomery County?
It's funny. I have no fucking idea where Montgomery Falls is. Is that bad?
No, I don't know where it is.
I guessed Montreal, and I was right.
Yay!
So now it's Monday at 6 p.m., and I'm going to investigate. So I'm going to go to the bank. She changed it to dollars. So, yeah, so that's right. Oh, that's right. I wasn't sure. At first, I wasn't sure. So I went to the bank. Somebody told me that they changed it to dollars. So I was like, I'll go to Canada.
What's your currency rate?
All right, so... I realized it was tough not to Google shit. Did you guys?
I Googled some shit.
No.
Did you?
Yeah, when I not for the particular case
you're
that I did for the show, but I did it. for certain ridiculous things.
You clears your throat.
Yeah. Porn doesn't count.
For certain ridiculous things.
Porn doesn't count.
You might be weak.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Just to crush it, I'll try to crush it. I played for a long time. So.
I know, 4 hours.
Right, so only an hour of it that I Google things.
Okay.
The other time I was playing it for real.
I didn't know where Montgomery Falls was, but I figured it out.
Did you?
I got there. I went to the riverbank or something like that. I needed to go on a plane with a red, white, and blue flag.
We're frag.
Frat.
Throwing frag.
I was there with my fraggles.
So I'm going to Paris. So I'm going to Paris, right? Yeah. Get to the hotel.
Why not?
So I always wanted to visit a jungle. Somebody said that this person wanted to visit a jungle. So then I went to Rio de Janeiro. And I know, but like Brazil, there's a lot of jungles, right?
Yeah.
In Brazil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that was wrong.
No, it's rainforest.
I know, but this person said it was
wrong.
What's
the fucking difference?
Wow. Yeah,
but it was wrong. I had to go back.
I don't know, really.
I had to go back.
Isn't a jungle the same as a rainforest?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I went back to...
Jungles are scary.
I had to go back to Paris. Yeah. So this was... what happened?
Ryan says no,
what did you just say?
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
The jungles are scary.
They're scarier than rainforest.
No, rainforest.
Sounds worse, but
rainforest
it's the same
is like, yeah, right. Rainforest is like...
Wait, the name jungle is totally scarier
bugs,
than a
jungle
rainforest.
Is like...
You're right. He's right. I know. It's funny that he said it though.
A rainforest is like relaxing.
I'm saying he's wrong. It's funny that he said it.
They have rainforest sounds on like...
Bugs and flies and...
On like you want to relax, they have like
yeah, they do, but they don't have jungle.
Sounds of the rainforest.
Sounds of the rainforest.
You won't do a jungle then.
Yo, I went back to Paris. She wanted to visit the jungle. That was wrong. Back to Paris. I had to go to Port something.
Really?
Yeah, Rory. Really.
Sumter.
So, I got
Port
to the
Sumter?
Bank. I found it wasn't Sumter. I know some.
Oregon Trail.
I know something.
I think that's an Oregon Trail.
Nah, that's fucking.
Sumter.
That's fucking.
See, I think
South
it'd be glass.
The Oregon Trail doesn't start in fucking South Carolina.
Did you get dysentery? Anybody have dysentery?
Do you see how close that paper's up to his nose? Are you kidding
me?
Yeah,
he needs some spectacles, testicles.
You need some bifocals,
grandpa. It's at least an arm's length away from my nose.
Okay, all right.
You fuck nut.
You don't gotta convince me.
All right, Schmucky the clown. I went to something La Rock.
Really?
But you know what? I caught the person, and I didn't have a warrant.
you didn't have a warrant.
I didn't know how to get it.
Well, there's no rules in Brazil.
Well, so,
in Port wherever.
So, I tried, a couple more times. I figured out how to get the warrant, and I didn't give a shit anymore.
It was a Chinese food menu.
And then I decided to just go on with my life.
So then I played Jaws on the NES, and it was fucking awesome.
It was awesome.
Let me see that warrant.
The end. Nice. I had a lot more cases.
And, yeah, me too.
Yeah,
that I screwed some
a long
up.
Time.
Yeah,
yeah.
That game's fucking crazy.
Rory, did you have a unicycle in your? Did someone steal the golden unicycle?
No, there was none. So
a golden brain.
Let's start from the beginning.
Let's start Monday 9 a.m. Registered code name Detective Fat Ass.
Yes,
nice. I get a call from the chief. I fucking hate that guy. I was assigned. To the case of locating Gandhi's stolen glasses.
Gandhi's stolen.
Someone,
who would steal Gandhi's
who would steal,
glasses?
I don't even know. Word who
would steal?
Going right to hell.
The fuck?
They stole Gandhi's glasses.
What the fuck?
He shouldn't even have to wear glasses.
Like, yeah, all he has is the only possessions he has is glasses and sandals, and they took that from him. And the tally, whatever thing he wears over, what do they call that thing that the monks wear? The man has no possessions.
He has nothing.
And they take his fucking glasses.
Well, I'm pretty sure he was dead in
the
80s.
When they did it.
Yeah.
He's probably dead for a while in the 80s.
Yeah.
I never looked it up. I was promptly sent to New Delhi, India, which I had to look up to make sure it was still existed, because I wasn't sure.
New Delhi?
New Delhi still exists.
I thought they changed the name of it, something with an M.
Really?
I'm thinking
Mumbai.
Sri Lanka?
Is it Mumbai?
Mumbai, yes.
Really?
But is Sri Lanka Mumbai?
No, Sri Lanka.
Or is New Delhi?
Everything is changed
so much
since the 80s.
It's an island.
Crazy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, fuck you. I got it right.
Fuck you.
All right.
Give me a due date of Sunday at 4 p.m. because, reasons. The statute of limitations for international eyewear theft is apparently 7 days. So, I had to get my shit together. So,
wasn't going to be easy.
Again, I leave, and I get to New Delhi Monday at 3 p.m. It apparently only took 6 hours to get from Philadelphia to fucking New Delhi.
You got a flight from Philly? What the fuck?
Absolutely.
To New Delhi?
That's pretty
to
good.
To New Delhi.
I thought I'd have to, you know, you'd have to get somewhere, like, you have to go from, like, Trenton Mercer or something.
Absolutely.
45,000 miles.
I'm in New Delhi. I talked to an artist. He told me that, she was practicing Japanese characters and bought a pair of boots, crampons, and kittens.
Crampons? Are you sure? Spell it.
C-R-A-M-P-O-N-S.
What are crampons?
They're like the spike boots for mountain climbing.
Oh, I thought they were tampons for
crampons.
Men.
Crampons.
Yeah, they're crampons.
I've never heard of that.
So they gave me a clue, basically.
For him.
They gave me a clue by saying she. And I didn't know at the time, but it was a clue about a preference for mountain climbing.
Mountain climbing. And Japan.
And, well, they actually said Japan, too, which is kind of
which is
odd.
Like ridiculous giveaway.
Mm. Yeah.
Bullshit.
So Monday, 6 p.m., still in New Delhi. I studied an evidence report. They found a boombox with a boombox. That's cute.
That is cute.
With a tape containing Koche folk music.
Koche.
Oh. It's like the
music.
First version of rap?
I suppose. I had no idea what the hell that was.
Sounds
it's a haiku.
Sounds Latin.
But I did the travel options, and Tokyo was one of them. Since they said Japan the other one, I said, I'm going to Tokyo. Yeah. Monday, 8 p.m., I arrive in Tokyo. It turns out I was right because there was an assassination attempt on my life. There was a man in a motorboat, but it was backfiring, and I saw it.
A motor what?
He's a motorboat.
A motorboat.
It was backfiring.
Son of a bitch.
So it was a failed assassination attempt.
Obviously.
I asked
you're still here.
Just like Reagan.
I asked a herbalist in Tokyo, speaks fluent English apparently. He told me
herbalist.
That she...
Herbal.
She left with skis and a pole. Again, this is another
shit.
This is another clue.
She likes skiing.
She's
a skier.
She likes
mountains
climbing.
At least.
Oh. And then skiing down the mountain? That's confusing.
Yes.
We'll start with mountains.
That's
I just work here.
Which part of it is her hobby?
How
the
feel
skiing
about
or the hiking?
Pads? How feel about that?
I don't know.
The climbing.
Smoke again. You think about it.
Right. We're going to smoke again and do another show, and it's going to be ridiculous.
Tuesday.
No, God, no more.
Tuesday, 6 a.m. I inspected the mall.
This show's an hour and a half long on Carmen San
Diego. And it's fucking terrible. It's so bad.
Rory just inspected the mall.
This is fucking bad. Holy shit.
Excuse me, Detective Fat Ass is on the case.
Do it, Rory.
I inspected the mall. I found evidence of lumber. Lumber.
Lumber.
Now, what does that mean?
Dunnage.
The mall was made of it.
Alaska.
You fucking got me with it. Is.
There's lumber everywhere.
I didn't understand it. Tuesday, 11 a.m. I broke down and I called Acme Crime Net. They confirmed that the suspect went to a Catholic mass in the Alps.
He's a coyote.
And was planning to arrive on a motorcycle.
Fuck.
The motorcycle, again, was another clue for the vehicle.
No shit. Okay.
I didn't feel at this time I had enough evidence.
You're getting a runaround.
I am. Tell me about it. I didn't have enough evidence to get a conviction.
You gotta fudge the information. That's what I did.
So I flew to Vienna, Austria.
You did do that.
Tuesday, 2 p.m., I arrive in Vienna.
Eight chocolates.
It was the correct clue because, again, another assassination attempt was on my life by a man, by a mime stuck in a box. It failed. Tuesday, 3 p.m. That took an hour, by the way. Tuesday, 3 p.m. I asked a bus driver. He said that this. I asked the bus driver. He said that the suspect twisted her. Was
vagina.
Okay, now I fucked it up. She twisted her badge.
Vagine.
The suspect invited her to take a tag along lesson. Tag along.
What's that?
That's a Girl Scout cookie.
A tag along is a tag.
Oh, they're so good. They're good.
She was also shucking oysters, I guess, on the bus. He's a bus driver.
Oh, we're going to Maine.
The clue, again, the oysters, the preference for seafood.
They're good, right?
I want cookies, yeah.
Tuesday, 5 p.m. I called the informant, Bart Sampson, into the...
Oh, what a poser.
Okay.
Bart Sampson?
That's
what
pretty
a poser.
Clearly, Bart is a pedophile. Just immediately looking at him, you can tell. He's a pedophile. He is a weird...
I saw him. He's a creep.
He's a creep.
He's a total fucking creep.
He thinks she had a tattoo. He wasn't sure.
What kind of fucking information is that?
I arrested him on the spot.
He thinks.
But a tattoo is another clue. Tuesday, 8 p.m., I investigated evidence at the bus station. It was a recipe... showing
recipe for disaster.
It was a recipe
to get your oyster locked up.
Also, there was a large shipment receipt for a food processing plant.
Oh.
This was useless because I didn't understand what to do with it.
Seriously, a food processing plant?
My other clue was lumber. I don't, how did you get lumber out of Vienna?
How did you get lumber?
I don't know. You tell me. Wednesday, 8 a.m. I buzzed CrimeNet again because I had no idea where to fucking go. Turns out
it's still Wednesday.
It's still Wednesday.
Man, you're getting like your cock sucked here. You got all the time in the world.
Fucking you to play in you, man.
I buzzed CrimeNet, was told the suspect defrauded hundreds of investors in a coconut Ponzi scheme.
Oh my god, okay. It's a fucking Ponzi scheme. These people are fucking
I then
over.
Decided, fuck it, I'll fly to the Philippines. Turns out Tagalog is a Filipino language.
No.
Yes.
Oh.
I have an aunt that's Filipino.
Wednesday. I arrive in the Philippines.
you can edit that out.
Nobody's listening. You don't have to edit anything out.
Not anymore.
If anybody is still listening to this show, oh my God.
It's almost over.
Oh my
it's
God.
Almost it's almost over. Like almost they just over. Gave you an injection all shot. Right.
Wednesday, 11 a.m. I arrive in the Philippines. I know it's correct because again, another assassination attempt on my life. It was a fake shark attack. Turns out it was a guy with a thing on his back.
It was
oh
John.
My God.
He didn't fool me.
It was Steven Spielberg.
He didn't fool you.
No. I knew I was getting close though. All right. And Vile didn't like it. All right. They're sending their top agents.
What does Vile stand for? It is an acronym.
It is an acronym. I don't know.
Okay. It doesn't matter. We don't do research.
I asked a priest while in the Philippines.
We don't do research.
No. I asked a priest in the
literally
Philippines.
The worst podcast ever.
It's fucking terrible. Oh my
God. So disconnected.
No, we can't
start.
Release this episode. It's a fucking nightmare.
No, it might be really ridiculous.
Oh no. It's
go
bad.
Ahead.
No,
I asked go. A priest in the Philippines and he told me some pretty suspicious things. That's my drama. Has been going on around here. Some pretty suspicious things have been going on around here.
Yeah.
That was his comment.
Yeah.
He didn't elaborate what the fuck he was talking about. So again, I had him arrested for obstruction of justice. There's some pretty strange things going around here. Yeah, really, fuckhead. I'm in the Philippines. Wednesday, 1 p.m. Based on the evidence of female, motorcycle, seafood, and tattoo, I was able to get a warrant issued for Catherine Boom Boom Drub. Son of a bitch.
Gotcha, bitch.
Gotcha, bitch. Eric had the same criminal, I believe.
I had the same criminal. Boom, boom.
Look at that.
She was apprehended by CrimeNet and beaten horribly by the video. I then commented, it was really nothing, because that's one of my choices.
Right. That's right.
Gandhi's glasses were returned to the people of India, or I guess his corpse. I'm not really sure.
Gandhi's glasses?
Yeah. That's what they stole. Where were you? Oh, were you in the bathroom?
I
Gandhi's
took the longest
glasses?
Piss in the world. You have no idea.
Wow. Yeah.
And I started laughing in the middle of the piss, and it made it keep going. Yeah, it was crazy.
When did you squeeze it out?
Wednesday, 9 p.m.
Oh, okay.
You got to laugh to get that court, prostate going.
I report to court in San Francisco. She was found guilty within 20 seconds. Why did I have to travel there? I also got promoted, but I had to pass a fucking quiz before they actually gave me the promotion.
Pop quiz,
what was yours?
My question, which was unanswerable, who wrote America's Creed? And I had to fill in one of three of the names. The answer was William Tyler Page.
Let's see if we can all get it. Go ahead.
I just gave it.
It's William Tyler Page.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Mine was a measure of the speed of sound. Like a
Mach.
It was, you guys are racist.
Yeah.
So the game totally holds up. Play it tonight, guys.
Seriously,
it's probably
wow.
one of the easiest games I've ever played in my life.
It really is.
Every one of those missions, I guess you can call it.
Yeah.
Cases.
I didn't about. I'd say 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, the only reason I quit was because it was like it just happened to be late that night.
Yeah,
I had played I think six cases up until that point, and it took me fucking 2 cases to figure out how to fucking get a warrant. I remember I played this game as a child, and I totally forgot anything about it.
Yeah.
I actually think that this was more fun than playing Oregon Trail.
No, I don't think so.
Wow. I feel it's the opposite.
Yeah.
Wow. I gotta say, I had more fun with this.
This game was too easy. You only needed 2 or 3 pieces of evidence, okay, to get a warrant. And once you had the warrant, the next time you took a plane, you were catching a fucking person.
Yeah,
it was too easy.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But you could have asked for the wrong warrant.
Yeah, but you, I wouldn't though.
I believe the court, you can lose the court case because it's not them.
Really?
I believe you can.
I don't
know. Because a lot of them share similar, like four of them have like, the same car, four of them have the same,
yeah,
like food preference or hobby preference, so you can fuck yeah. up.
So in this,
I thought it was gonna be more drawn out.
In this round, nobody caught.
I thought it was
Carmen Sandiego.
No,
I mean obviously, if you put the time and effort into it, you
you definitely
have
to win like
it.
15 cases to even get to her. Yeah,
it's quite a bit.
It's a lot. It's a lot of time.
I mean, each case is at least 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at least. Yeah.
If you know, because I don't know if any of you guys fucked up, but I fucked up.
I'd say it's
a couple
10
times.
Minutes. 10 minutes.
Yeah. And it's annoying.
Yeah. It is annoying.
When you go to the wrong place and it's like, I don't know anybody here.
Well, yeah. I did it on purpose.
And sometimes you're like, you know what? I'll go to the fucking bank and see what they have to say.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're like, no, nobody's here.
You played a different game.
And you're like,
fuck, you have to fly back to where you were.
After you've just wasted time.
Right. You have to go back to where you were. Before you can fly anywhere else to pick the place
you basically lose an entire day.
Yeah. I actually like the game that Mike played better. He played a different game than we did.
Okay.
You played
the same game?
Yeah, his game, you can go to the bank, the auto shop, the museum.
Right.
We had somewhat of a different
game. The choices were on the, there were like four choices for each place you went to on the right hand side of the screen. That's it. Yeah.
So I win.
Yeah. Yes. Congratulations. Wrong music, Mike. Motherfucker.
You know what? It fits well.
All right, guys. That's enough sleuthing.
Holy shit. That was hard to get through.
Yeah,
good work.
I say we get the fuck out of here.
God damn.
It's late. You can find us on Facebook, Emulate This, on Twitter, at Emulate This. Go to our website, emulatethis.net. Till next time. Check you later.
'm proud of the work you did throughout the day. And for your good work, I hereby upgrade you. You are now a sleuth. Congratulations.